Blog Talk Radio.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Hello. Welcome, everybody. What's up, Matt Sickle?
Oh, nothing. No nap Wednesday, Jay. A little tired.
Oh, going to be a rough one.
Yeah, it is. Make it through this day, and then I got a short one tomorrow. But the weather here in Bagwine, Ohio, for today and for the foreseeable future, is lovely.
Well, excellent.
So, makes life at the beer mine much more tolerable.
Yeah, I can understand. Sorry, I had to close out my tweet deck there. Got it away.
Yeah,
it's going to be in the low to mid 80s and sunny here for, I guess, for the rest of my life, it looks like.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, that's nice. It's supposed to be in the mid 80s by this weekend, and which means low cut shirts coming through the beer.
That's what I'm talking about right there. The Matt Man in there.
Yeah, I got my platform shoes ready, so I'm really towering over the cars.
Yep, got his his spy cam sunglasses on, and
which come in handy, especially when like some dude comes in with his like hot 17-year-old daughter. And you want to look, but you know you shouldn't because the dad's usually really big, but you just gotta. So.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you're sitting there at the food court at the mall, and, you know, you should just kind of, you know, keep your head down, but sometimes you got to look up and go, holy crap.
I know.
Who let them leave the house wearing that?
Mm-hmm. Evidently, Daddy did. Well,
I guess so.
If it's really their daddy.
Yeah, if that's a real dad. Well, I've already had a busy morning.
Really? What's going on?
Had to be out early. Had errands to run. Had to deal with the general populace early on.
Oof.
But it worked out. It's really the first time this has ever happened. Went through McDonald's. And I don't do the drive-through because I just can't stand drive-throughs because they almost always screw it up.
Yes.
But
I agree.
Yeah, so I go inside and I get my sausage McMuffin meal with the orange juice and the hash browns.
Living healthy with that orange juice.
Oh yeah, yeah. Got my vitamin C.
That's right.
So, and she says, "Do you want egg on that?" As they always ask, and I always say no, because McDonald's eggs you can take that egg, if you throw it on the floor, it will bounce like one of those Super Balls, right? It doesn't sit well at all either. Anyway, when so I say no, and for the first time ever, I actually got the sausage McMuffin with no egg, as I requested.
Very good.
How about that?
That's
wonderful. I should go buy lottery tickets now.
I know. So your day started off perfectly.
Started off just great.
Mm-hmm.
And my sausage McMuffin, my hash browns, my orange juice. Delicious.
Wonderful.
Those hash browns are great. I don't know how they make them in such, you know, that perfect size, you know, rounded off or something, but
good cutlery.
I guess so. That's what you get at the high-end places.
Mm-hmm. They use a Yoshi blade.
Yeah, because, you know, at Waffle House, man, those things are all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I really think that's how they should be.
Well, yeah.
Although, you know, speaking of scrambled eggs, or eggs in general, when I went out to eat with the wife, on Mother's Day, I asked for scrambled eggs, and what I got was like an egg patty. It's like someone forgot. I should have taken a picture. It's like someone just didn't take the spatula and just smack it around a bit. It's a little disturbing. Tasted good, but just kind of looked funny.
Well, so, you know, they threw it on the little on the grill, and they went, "Oh wait, that's supposed to be scrambled." Bat, 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 bat. Flip. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I always worry. I always get worried about those places you go to and you ask for scrambled eggs and you get this perfect rectangle of egg. Yeah, that's just not right.
That's almost what this was.
It's like it comes frozen like that. They just microwave it or something.
Although it was almost more of a rhombus rather than a rectangle. So we have a couple guests in the room on this glorious hump day here on IWS. Hi to the guests.
Hola, guests.
Yes.
Glad you could be here. If you want to register at Blog Talk Radio, you could then participate in the chat room.
Yeah.
And it is free and easy, just like your host. And if you also want to participate in the show,
mm-hmm,
you can give us a call.
Uh-huh, because the Wacky Wednesday hotline is open at 661-244-9852. And we're just kind of sitting back today, taking it all in, talk about whatever you want or whatever comes to our minds and while we're sipping some lemonade.
Yep. Yeah, and you could, as soon as the show, well, we lost a guest. Just when we told them they could participate.
They got all freaked out.
Yeah, they panicked. Oh, my God.
Had performance anxiety.
Yep.
I know a lot about that.
Yeah, I'm telling you. After the show, if you want, and you probably do, you can just go to our website at iwsradio.blogspot.com. And see what we're chatting about over there. Today, Matt is talking about Albert Camus.
Yeah. I got a little pretentious today, didn't I?
Yeah, you got a little snooty. A little ostentatious, but...
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you are a regular listener, and you should be, you'll know that 1 week ago today, we lit into Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Over his fence straddling on the issue of gay marriage.
That's correct.
And then later that afternoon, he caved.
He caved. Caved.
Yep.
Like a house of cards.
Yep. Collapsed, gave in, went out publicly and announced that he now supports gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He probably thinks that this means that he's going to get all kinds of love and support from the gays, but we found out not always the case.
No, it doesn't happen, does it?
No. It's almost as if they want everybody's support and acceptance, but they're not willing to give it themselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And
our bareback love went unreciprocated.
Yeah, yeah. Still a little upset about it. A little hurt. And I was glad. Shout out to Tantra Flower, our friend Lisa, who backed me up yesterday on her comment on the blog. She kind of pointed out that she knew what I was talking about. I mean, there she is. She is. Her best gay friend won't even comment on her blog or anything like that.
I know, and it's sad. It's sad that a heterosexual woman had to back you up.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, most everybody else was afraid to comment because they don't want to get on the bad side of the gay power structure.
Oh, that's right. And who wants to be on the bad side of a gay person?
That's the kind of thing that you just kind of, you know. I don't know. I mean, you're okay, you know, like Lady Gaga says, you're born that way. Fine. I mean, no, I don't think people choose to be gay, but do you choose to be a top or bottom? I mean.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter because, as you said in your big hug around the gay community, that they are into icky sex.
Well, that's a little icky, yeah.
Yeah.
But the guys. Now, women, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's all kind of hot, yeah. Like art. Art in motion.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll need to get a gay guest on sometime, and we'll have to explore these issues. You know, why they don't repay the love and the support.
Yeah.
If they choose to be a top or bottom. Or,
right.
You know, what have you.
Okay.
We don't want to get too specific about these things, but, you know.
No.
And maybe, you know, all these women, you know, Sunshine State Shirley has a best gay friend. And
that's right. I believe
Lisa has the best.
Chad? Was it Chad?
Chad. Good old Chad.
Chad.
And Lisa has the best gay friend. I doubt it's the same guy. Didn't ask, though. We need to ask that. So is his name Chad? Because, you know, I mean, well, no, I guess that Sunshine State Shirley's best gay friend lives down there.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, yeah, because Lisa's from your neck of the woods there.
That's correct. God's country.
Living in a brick domicile.
Of course.
Undoubtedly.
And speaking of shouting, oh, and we have Catcher's Dude's mom who stumbled into the chat room, so hey to CDM there. And
hello.
I do have a, yes, I have a shout out today, Jay. Generally,
right.
a shout out to all those people who lovingly and dutifully go back every day and listen to the latest show in archives.
Hell yes.
Because that just helps us out. And specifically, a shout out to a relatively new fan of IWS, the lovely Ms. Missy, who,
mm-hmm.
by the way, every day listens to our show once a day on two different devices.
And you know what? Missy just might be my favorite person on earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Missy. What a wonderful person she is.
Yeah.
Even if she didn't listen twice a day.
Still a wonderful person. And here's the thing, Jay. She told me the other day that, and the funny thing about Missy, she doesn't just play the show. She actually listens to it over and over. And the other day she told me that she fell asleep on the couch listening to you and I. So,
mm-hmm.
it's like you and I have both slept with Missy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hot.
You can look at it that
us.
Way.
Kinda
because,
hot
see,
for
now
us.
that's the positive way of looking at it. The negative way of looking at it is, well, there's another woman that I just put to sleep.
Or,
Or
after my comment, a woman who will never listen to us again because I just creeped her out.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah. Another woman that found me so fascinating that she just fell asleep.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, the Sunday show, our Sunday show, our Mother's Day show is blowing up.
It is killing.
It is already number 8 on the BTR rankings in the comedy page.
So everyone who's listening today should go back and listen to that in archives, like the lovely Schmoop does every day when she gets to work. As soon as she sits down, fires up her computer, bang, plays the show.
Bang.
Excellent.
And if any of you out there, if you have a VPN at where you work, just go around and crank the show up on everybody's computer, if you would.
Yes.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Or if you work like at a library that has a dozen computers, do it. Play them all. So anyway, that's pretty good. That's early in the week for us to be that high in the ratings.
That's correct.
And that's 2 weeks in a row we've hit the top 8 after a bit of a dry spell there, a period of time where we were struggling to make the first page for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why.
No. Sounds like operator error at BTR.
These things happen.
Yes.
I think what happened.
We lost that show.
Yeah, I think BTR, honestly, I think we get, like, for every hit, we only get half a credit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's even worse than that. You know, like on most blogs, you get, you know, 1% of the people who click on the blog actually comment.
Yeah, yeah.
So on BTR, you know, maybe a quarter of the people who come to the show, we actually get credit for or something. I don't know. It's
right.
Because we're not a premium show.
No, of course.
So anyway, wow, we're already way into the show.
Yeah. And it went smoothly and it went nicely, and we really haven't talked about anything.
No.
I like that. It's kind of like Fox News.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A show about nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, those phone lines are open, though. They're just dying for somebody to call in.
Dying. It's 661-244-9852.
So here's a funny story for you, Matt.
I'm ready.
Yesterday, you know, in the mornings on their morning show of whatever it is on C-SPAN, they read tweets. They want people to tweet C-SPAN. I guess they have the C-SPAN hashtag or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they want people to tweet them, and they'll read some of them off. And some guy, and I can't remember how he exactly worded it, but he had a tweet that if you want someone who's truly independent and want life and liberty and happiness, whatever it is, you know, then you have
mm-hmm.
to vote Ron Paul. But the guy who read it said Mitt Romney instead of Ron Paul.
You're kidding me.
No. Luckily, Ron Paul supporters aren't the conspiracy types, so.
No, not at all.
So C-SPAN didn't get flooded with thousands of emails, you know, letting them know that they now, you know, Ron Paul supporters now know that C-SPAN is part of the conspiracy to
mm-hmm.
shut Ron Paul up because he's right about everything.
That's right. Well, let me tell you, I had a little trouble. I tried to register for Americans Elect so I could give a big old sponsorship to IWS's buddy Romer.
Uh-huh.
Had a little trouble. Never got verified in time to vote for the Budmeister.
Oh, that sucks.
Uh-huh.
That's some bullshit right there. They apparently, Americans Elect has fallen apart. And the dream appears to have died.
That's sad.
Very, very upset about that. But he's not giving up. He's hanging in there, but doesn't look like it's going to happen. Doesn't look like they're going to get enough supporters to get on the ballot. But Gary Johnson will be on the ballot with the Libertarian Party.
That's true. I'll just open up a bag of Doritos and go cast my vote for Gary Johnson. Or something. So, Did we lose you, J-Man? Oh, evidently we... Oh, there we go. There's the J-Man.
Stop that.
Well, I thought I lost you.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Gary Johnson was on Twitter yesterday, and he kept adding Buddy Romer, and I think he was just mocking him in a backhanded way, you know.
Yeah, that's not
hey, bad. You know, I'm on the ballot. How about that, buddy? Sucks for you, buddy.
I don't like that. So you're probably, oh, I'll tell you what, Jay. It was right before we went on the air. I had a great idea for some future shows.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Let me get my notepad here so I can write some of these down.
It's kind of disingenuous, of course. But I was thinking, you know, we could talk about, like, pick one day and talk about Rush Limbaugh. We'll just title it The Rush Limbaugh Show.
I like it.
And then we could do the Ed Schultz Show, the Ann Coulter Show. I mean, that's
Or does he just call it the Ed Show?
Yeah, the Ed Show.
The Ed Show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See?
Not bad. The Sean Hannity Show.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to do that. In fact, Sean Hannity's, Fox and Friends comes up in a little later in our Molotov cocktail.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's another show we could do. We could do Fox and Friends.
There we go. Fox and Friends.
America's Newsroom.
Yeah.
We could do the Tamron Hall Feisty Hour.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, and I was thinking we could do, we could title one show The Rachel Maddow Show. And then I thought, well, shoot, we'd probably have to have a woman host that. But then I thought, nah, Jay and I could...
Well,
pretty much do Rachel Maddow. We're manly enough.
We really wouldn't have to make our voices much lower.
No, not at all.
And I can run to the drugstore and buy one of the dollar glasses, you know, the intellectual looking glasses.
Mhm. I could just I would just put on Schmoops glasses for that day. Of course, I would want to run out and get an attractive pantsuit for the occasion. But
power suit.
Power pantsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, just a little marketing scheme or idea that I thought we could use.
Yeah. I think it could work, and we could then branch out from there and have, you know, like 2.5 Men. So we could have Big Bang Theory. That'd be a good show.
Big Bang Theory, yes.
Yeah, NCIS.
Mhm. And I was thinking, well, if we did the 2.5 Men show, we could have Rhino call in. So, of course,
yeah,
he's probably taller than both of us, I believe. But the thing, I'll tell you what, he's taking Spanish now, and it's really creeping me out. Because whenever, you know, like on Friday mornings, I go over there to take him to school. And when he comes out of the shower, the first thing he says to me is, hola. And it just feels funny. It's just not, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that is. Hey, there's Gamecock Mama on Twitter. Well, shout out to her. She's lost 50 pounds.
God, has she lost that much?
I know. That's,
wow.
She was already pretty sexy, so.
Oh, yeah. That's impressive.
You don't want to waste away to nothing. You don't want to look like one of those skinny, skanky models, you know.
No.
All skin and bones.
Unfortunately for her boyfriend, she'll probably be looking for a new one now.
That's the way it usually works.
That's the way it happens.
You know that 2.5 Men thing. I'm gonna let it alone. No, I can't. Our good friend who thinks that we're Nazis could come back on the show and be the half man.
Yeah, well, I was thinking we'll have to change it to 2.25 Men.
A little short joke. It's okay.
Yeah.
So you're probably into the NBA playoffs a whole lot, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Watch. The Heat got beat last night.
Oh, that's a shame.
Which isn't. It seems to be it only seems to be a shock to the people who, in the media, who are supposed to like cover the NBA and be NBA experts.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be the only ones who realize that you have LeBron and you have Dwayne Wade and then you have like 11 scrubs on that team.
Well, you got Chris
and
Bosh.
So Chris Bosh is hurt. He's
oh,
out.
I didn't know that. I should know that because I follow the NBA. As you know, I follow the NBA closely.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he has a lower abdominal strain.
Oh.
That could be, that could take a while right there.
Yeah. That's a shame. Yeah. Who are they playing?
Indiana Pacers.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I freaking hate the Pacers.
And if you hate the Pacers, you have a few minutes. You could call in at 661-244-9852.
But my San Antonio Spurs laid the wood to the Clippers last night.
Really?
Yep. Beat them by 15.
Wow.
Cruised along up in double figures all the way through the second half. Dominating.
Is that who Moses Malone plays for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I was thinking about the NBA, though, Jay. You know, as much as I pay no attention to it, I thought a great thing. I think the playoffs would be better suited if they restructured their season to where the playoffs happen in February during Black History Month. I mean, it all comes together. Like,
hey-o!
You didn't like that? I thought that was kind of funny.
So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we. Oh man! Speaking of in the sports world, Arkansas coach John L. Smith is on Twitter.
I bet you're following him.
I'm following him, and I have a little warning for him. It's going to end badly, John L. You are going to regret getting on Twitter. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but at some point. Because when things go badly, not if, when things go badly, people all over this state are going to sit down in front of their computers and say, how do I get on this damn Twitter? I'm going to tell this bastard when I think of him. You'll have little old ladies on Twitter going, fuck you, John L.
I'm sure it'll all work out just fine.
No, it won't. Trust me on this.
I wonder if Lou Holtz is on Twitter. I should find that out.
No, he's not.
Darn it.
I know. He should be, though. I wonder if he types with a lisp, too.
Well, thanks for taking my joke.
Oh, God damn it.
That's why I mentioned old Lou. He's not on Twitter. He's on Twitter. Twitter.
And he probably calls it the Twitter.
Yeah, he probably does.
Sorry about that, but that's what happens when you're live and raw.
That's right. Comes with the territory.
Going without a net.
And we're about to lose a live stream. And once again, no one called in at 661-244-9852, but that's okay.
Pussies.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, that's all right. That's things happen.
Yeah, at least you got that in the live stream. We're not here to embrace our audience. We're here to...
Well, you know, I mean, come on. You call in.
Make
a call in.
It's a big deal.
What are people so afraid of? I mean, such cowards sitting there with their phone going, I just can't do it. I just can't do it.
They're afraid of...
The internet seems to be full of these people.
Yeah. Well, they feel inferior because, you know, calling into two intellectual giants, you know.
And a rapier wit.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've read enough Matt Said, Jay Said on the blog over at iwsradio.blogspot.com, and they've seen Genie in action.
That's right. Alan, very good.
And it causes a chill to run down their spine.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, there we go. Speaking of Ron Paul.
Yes.
Did you see what he did yesterday afternoon?
No. Well, maybe
he
I did.
Started, he started walking back a lot of his rhetoric.
Really?
They put out the word that they're expecting the Ron Paul delegates to be respectful and show decorum at the convention.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, you know what hurt them too. You know they're sitting there going, "What?" and basically kind of, you know, reminded them that he's a Republican first, and he's, you know, just about ready to fall into line like the rest of them.
I know.
And it's always funny because I have some friends on Facebook who just, I mean, they post every single story about Ron Paul except this one. And suddenly they're quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a friend who does that as well.
Yeah, because I keep telling them, you know, if you support Ron Paul, that means you support, you know, the Republican agenda. No, I'm a Libertarian. Sure you are. Sure you are.
It's people like those that need to be mocked constantly.
They do. And in fact, it's time.
Molotov Mocktails.
Excellent.
We set that up like pros.
I know.
Well, Matt, I've got a quick preview for you.
I'm ready.
Sunday, November 18th, edition of Meet the Press. Vice President Joe Biden for the full hour in his first appearance since going on and saying that he was in favor of gay marriage.
Yes.
Welcome, Mr. Vice President, for the first time since early May. Where have you been? Oh, here and there.
Youngstown.
Yep. Oh, I was speaking at the VFW in Allentown, and
I'll tell you what, Jay, speaking of gay marriage, in June, you know, just a couple weeks away, Mitt Romney will, while opposed to gay marriage, will demonstrate to all of America that he does, however, understand that homosexuals need love too when he has gay sex with Ann Coulter live on Fox and Friends.
Oh, man. I'm trying hard not to visualize that in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that Ann will be the top. She'll pitch. He'll catch.
Gretchen Carlson will be outraged, but Steve Ducey will go, I think that's wonderful.
I'm going to try that out sometime.
Yeah. Brian, come here. Is that okay, Roger?
What do you want me to do? Oh, just bend over. It's okay.
Oh, God.
Well, I guess that we all saw the dramatic endorsement of Mitt Romney by George W. Bush yesterday as the elevator doors were closing. Well, Newt Gingrich has decided he will finally endorse Romney in a couple of weeks.
Really?
And he will do so from the deck of the around-the-world cruise that he's going on. And he will lean over the railing and wave and yell, "I'm voting for Mitt, I guess." Because the endorsements of Mitt just can't get any weirder.
No, they can't. But I'll tell you what can get weirder, Jay. It's funny
this
you
segment.
Mentioned. It's funny you mentioned Newt going around the world on a cruise because in July his ship will drop anchor in Greece. He's going to Athens in order to solve the Greek financial crisis. However, after 2 days of telling the Greeks that they need better zoos, starving, rioting Greeks will beat him to death, dine on his flesh, and drink ouzo from his empty, blunt force, traumatized skull. So,
man, that's pretty hideous right there, man.
Tough way to end a campaign.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's sending a message out to others who might think about running.
However, it's going to be fortunate for Callista because she's going to gold dig her way into the heart of a Greek ship magnate. And
there we go.
Yeah, and he's going to get her that operation to relieve the nerve where she can actually blink once in a while. So it all works out.
Well, I'm glad, you know, I love a happy ending.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, I have sources inside the Romney campaign.
Really?
As you would expect. As
yeah,
you would
course.
Expect, you know,
oh.
World famous internet radio star like myself. I've got some connections.
Mm-hmm.
And they have confirmed the story that I've been working on for the last week. Is that the Romney campaign is in a bit of a tizzy right now, having to come up with a new slogan.
Really?
Because just next week they were going to roll out the Giving America a Much Needed Haircut slogan. And they've decided to scrap it and get rid of it.
Understand why.
They're going to hold it down and beat it up a little bit and get rid of it. So, big setback for the yeah. Romney campaign.
I guess they could go with a clean cut, whether you want to be or not.
A little off the top.
A little.
They can always go, we're gonna trim the budget. Above the ears.
Uh-huh.
Don't let that budget get down to the collar, you hippie.
I heard WorldNet Daily will soon be releasing. Oh yeah, they're going to be releasing soon a scandalous video of Michelle Obama. And they captured her on tape at the Golden Corral brunch buffet. Chicken fried steak all over her face, big bowl of mac and cheese. It's just, it's not pretty. Not pretty.
Not pretty.
She's going to be caught with the blueberry
all over her face. All right. Hey, the FBI director has confirmed that the FBI has opened a preliminary investigation into J.P. Morgan.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I don't know. I don't see what the why you need to investigate now. I mean, they lost $2 billion
mm-hmm.
with a B, $2 billion over just a couple of weeks. But they forced the only female executive in the company to resign. Shouldn't that be enough? Didn't that take care of everything?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Personally, I can't wait until we turn over the Social Security fund to these guys.
Ah, we'd be all on easy street.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Just pass the Ryan budget, sign that bad boy, and turn Social Security over to the J.P. Morgan and AIGs of the world.
Yeah. People, well, you know, they're the job creators.
They are. They're the worldwide economy killers, but they're also the job creators.
That's right. Oh, Michelle Bachmann was in the news, you know. We miss Michelle. Yeah. Love the Michelle.
I love Swiss Miss, the former Swiss Miss.
Yes. Well, evidently, she sent out a fundraising letter, and it stated that because she was a critic of the Obama administration, judges overturned a lower court ruling and allowed the redistricting of her district to continue.
Oh, dear.
She didn't mention, though, that the majority of the judges overturning it were Republicans.
And it was actually
district, and that her district, her new district, is actually more Republican than it was prior to that.
Well, sounds like quite the uphill struggle for her.
Yeah. Sounds like she may want to do a little better fact-checking. Of course, she may have wanted to do a little more fact-checking when she married Marcus as well to find out what's really going on.
It might have been a good idea. But I think that now, technically, isn't her home outside of her district now? I think I read that. That she can still run in that same district. I guess she's grandfathered in because she represented it. But technically, her home is her house that she lives in with the 77 foster kids or however many they have.
Mm-hmm. And
and
Marcus.
And Marcus is outside the district. And the John Edwards defense team has rested its case.
That's
good. The John Edwards trial. Exciting moment there.
Yeah. Best of wishes to Mr. Edwards.
Oh, but yeah. But nothing but good luck coming his way, I hope.
Yeah. And Real. I feel bad for.
Nah, not so much.
Okay. Maybe I would. Well, no, I wouldn't. No. Never mind. She is hot, though. Oh, no, she's not. Okay, never mind on that either. Man. There's just nothing there. Nothing there. That was well put, man. Nothing there.
No, she just doesn't bring anything to the table.
No, she really doesn't, other than a baby.
Yep. Oh, Gamecock Mama says that if she cheats, has an unhealthy lunch, she's going to lay the blame on Doc Knowles. Good job.
As anyone should.
Oh, hell yeah. In fact, anything that happens, I'm going to blame it on Doc.
Yeah. We could make Doc the new Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Everything's his fault. I mm-hmm. like that.
And more often than not, it's true.
Yeah, that was close enough.
Yeah. So we got less than a minute, Jay.
Yep. So I guess we can wrap it up.
We can wrap it up. And
don't forget,
I'll take it.
We'll be on Sunday at 12 noon.
12 noon
talking
Eastern.
About don't know what yet.
No,
we'll
we
figure
don't.
It out.
Sure we will.
It'll be something interesting, fascinating.
Always. And remember, if you're listening, go back to last Sunday's Mother's Day show and listen to that bad boy again.
do it. Let's see if we can get that show in the top, I don't know, three.
Five.
Well, five is good. If you hit five, we're doing, you know, that's pretty exciting. Yeah. We hit three one time. Let's go for it.
Damn right.